Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, you're supposed to spend Valentine's Day with the people you love. So I spent it with Lolan Princess and my mom. We went to see my mom, and I, you know, took her a bottle of wine, and, you know, it was lovely. We had a lovely day. She was so happy to see me coming with that wine. And so, yeah, it was nice. It was nice. And then got a chance to chill out. It's been a very, very busy week. The exhibition, Women of the New Tribe, opened on Friday. And that was exhilarating. And then yesterday, the event for the 25 most influential women in business and industry was last night. And so, you know, it was a good weekend to be Jill Tracy. I had lovely honors from both of them. I want to thank them again and everybody who, you know, I guess nominated me. And I appreciate it. I had a really good time. And when I tell you they were in and out, it was a beautiful thing. Started at 5 or 6. And we were out in time for the Howard Hewitt concert.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, and you just walked right over. We walked out, and Howard Hewitt was right in the same spot. It was lovely. So, good stuff. Tonight's show, I think I hinted to you that I definitely have, when we had the South Florida Black Journalist, who you would usually hear at this time. On the second Sunday of the month. But it's Valentine's Day, so we want to do something a little different. And, you know, we can only get so many people in the studio. So we talked a lot about having the ladies who, purveyors of exotic dancing, or strippers by any other name. So, you know, we talked about a lot concerning them and around them. But when the South Florida Black Journalists were in, and we had that conversation about, you know, well, I guess I have to dress like a stripper to get a man. And it just led to a whole lot of thought on my part and talking to the girls. So I'm really looking forward to a very honest and thought-provoking conversation with some of the best in the game tonight. But first, this gentleman right here, Florida Memorial University professor turned writer of the morality-driven Ultimus Primed. Remember the movie? Did you see the movie? Okay, we're going to need to turn that off. Do you remember the movie A Thousand Words with Eddie Murphy? Well, it was a story about this man who, there was a tree appeared in his backyard, and every leaf was this like a word? And so when all the leaves were gone, then he would be out of words. Well, the lead character in Mr. William Hobbs' book has a similar dilemma, a little different. Oh, we need to get your mic over here. Thank you. Okay, and please welcome Mr. William Hobbs to the show.
Greetings.
We're going to have to get a clap track. A clap back track.
I agree.
Thank you so much for coming.
My pleasure.
So now listen, here, I'm going to need you to talk into the diamond.
There you go.
So we have talked many times. You gave me your book when I was at Florida Memorial for the Martian event that we hosted with Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yes.
And I had a chance to, I haven't finished the book, but I skimmed the book.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I wanted to get you in on Valentine's Day because I thought the story was appropriate for the day. So now tell our audience the basis of Ultimus Primed.
Okay. Ultimus Primed is about a very successful Miami divorce attorney. This brother, his name is Darius James. He used to play for the University of Miami Hurricanes. So he's got the build. He's got the popularity. Because he's so good at destroying relationships, he stays away from commitments.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happens as he's totally enjoying his bachelorhood, he's stricken with a medical disorder that limits him to only 100 more orgasms for the rest of his life. That's a quandary.
Listen, there are two men in the studio that just went, what? Just like shuddered.
What?
Okay, so right, so he only has 100, and he has to learn how to use them wisely.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Which, of course, means, you know, those who he's considering, they have a tougher screening process these days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, back in the day, oh, you look good. All right, it's on now. Any community service? What's your credit score?
Do you have any children?
You have any children?
Communicable diseases?
Yes.
You ever been overseas? Okay.
Yes, which is interesting because you would think that that's something brothers should be thinking about anyway.
Right.
And that's what helped me put the story together. While I'm teaching on campus, I noticed that there's this growing ambivalence as far as, you know, males wanting to be in relationships in general. This usually that I'm thinking because you're young, you don't know what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's gotten worse.
Mm.
It's gotten worse. I would say if I have a classroom of 25, there's two people in it that can say they're in relationships and have something favorable to say about the opposite sex.
Wow. Well, I will concur on that, because much of what you know, the ladies and I are talking about is how it's just permeated throughout the community, and particularly in the music. Yeah. If you look at young people now, you know, Mark and I were talking about that. If you landed from another planet, you would think that, first of all black people do not like each other.
Absolutely.
And that black men and women really don't like each other. You know what I'm saying? And that a woman's value is only how she can please a man sexually. That's it. If you listen to the music, if you watch what we watch on television, all the things that are like really targeted to our culture, that would be the predominant thing that you would see.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you're finding that to be true on the campus.
Well, what happens is there's a shift, I would say. When I first started teaching, it was a situation where, okay, girls, like I said, they're just coming into themselves. They need to figure out what kind of guy they like, so on
right.
and so forth. They have some ideas from what they've seen as far as growing up. Now, girls will come in and say, my mom never had anybody, so I don't even know what that looks
wow.
like.
Wow, I don't have a frame of reference.
Right, I don't even have a
wow.
frame of reference. And in the meantime, I'm listening to all these other professional women, and all they can say is don't settle. Okay, mm-hmm. well, okay, is he supposed to come perfect? Girl, I don't settle. That's all I can tell you. Don't settle. Don't settle. So you have some girls coming in. I mean, they're freshmen, sophomores, thinking somebody's supposed to wife them up with a Benz and everything tomorrow.
Mm.
It's like the guy right next to them who just, they stay at their mama's house like the girl stays.
Right, but they're coming to the table with just as much as the girl is.
Exactly. And
yeah.
she's like, no, that doesn't work for me. So the guys are like, you know what, that's all the more reason to just be quiet. It takes so much right
and
now.
And go to the strip club.
That too.
Call it a day.
It takes so much right now just for guys to speak in class. They always go to the back of the room. They're holding up. It's like I tell them, oh, there's a wall braces. They're holding up the walls.
Mm.
They won't say anything about relationships because it's like every time we open our mouths, we get jumped on. So I'm not going to bother with it.
Yeah.
So I wanted to have some type of story where they can automatically jump into it. You give a guy a book on relationships, I don't need another somebody wagging
their finger. Right.
I get it on my job. I get it in school. I get it in church. If whenever I can get away from it, I'm going to get away from it. So I said, let's talk about a story where a guy only has 100 orgasms. What? What? Say, what? Oh.
That would change. Okay, so Mark, would that change the paradigm of how you date now? If you only had 100 left.
Man, that's a lot to think about.
Or to say, who's worth it?
888-550-9105. Call us. If you only had 100 left, would that change the way that you are selecting the women that you date and see? Exactly, over the
weeks,
number of years.
Months,
and
oh, yes. Oh, not only that, but you got to think about if you're going to have children.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Right, because some of those, right, it's only 100, and they won't all be winners. So a few of them are going to have to, you know, you want to bear fruit. 888-550-9105. You can give us a call. You know, tell us what you think, fellas. So now, have you shared the book with your students? Have most of your students read it?
Most definitely.
Okay, what do you teach, though? Wait a minute. Do you teach literature?
Yes, I teach creative writing.
Okay.
I teach African-American literature, college writing, so it all works out.
Mm-hmm.
It all
fell in the plan. So what has been the response? Because it's fairly new.
Yes.
Yeah.
The idea is, well, first, a lot of them see professors as stiff. You know, they smell like Bengay. They wear turtlenecks even when they don't have to. They have little ugly elbow patches on their blazers.
Right.
Totally out of touch. So when a professor writes something like this, and there's scenes where it gets sensual, it gets intimate.
Well, they're adults. I mean, they can read
exactly
provocative literature at this point.
So therefore, it's like, well, yeah, Dr. House, you know, you'll bust a joke every now and then, but hey,
right, okay,
and now. Even more students come to me with relationship advice. You know, that scene, such and such, that's what I'm going to do. Tell her what you said, man. Tell her what you said. And females do the same thing. Dr. Hobbs, the things you were saying in class, there's this boy, I like him, but I don't have a father. If I bring him, could you do that thing where you mad and you grill him? And like I said,
wow.
On TV, I'm like, okay.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, well, Dr. Artis and I have been talking about doing some things because there are a lot of programs and there are a lot of, you know, workshops and things for the boys, but a lot of the girls are being left behind. And, you know, I know that you have had a string of, you know, violent incidents on campus as it relates to the girls. And I think that there are many reasons, some of which we'll talk about tonight. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting that you say that a lot of the girls are coming to you and asking, you know, I need some help. I need some advice because they don't have that model. You know, I grew up in a family of seven generations of women.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I didn't have somebody to model my entire life, but I did have, you know, my mom married at a good point when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a frame of reference for what a man should be in terms of a father and in terms of how he should make you feel in terms of a woman in relationship.
Right.
So,
yeah,
that was a blessing.
One of the most touching moments I've had recently is a student came to my office. She's not even a student in my class. She's like, you know, everybody tells me, you know, you give different people advice and everything and so on and so forth. And she said, there's a boy that I like. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how to go about this. Same thing. My mother, she basically ran off everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't come with any advice or ask for any advice because she'll just, you know, be strong, don't take nothing, so on and so forth. But I know that in my soul there's something I'm missing.
Yeah.
And I got to figure out what it is. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, there's a great need there. Fred from Boca, line two.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Fred?
I'm doing pretty good.
So, Fred, let me ask you, if you were in our protagonist dilemma, you only had 100 orgasms left for the rest of your life, would it change the way that you are selecting the women that you see and date now?
100% yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And how would that be? What would be different?
Everything.
Okay, so that means that you are just...
Everything you can imagine would be different.
So then that sounds like you're just, you know, picking up everybody who, you know, shows up in the yard at this point.
No.
But you said, but you would just...
I don't know about that.
You'd just be...
105, we don't do that.
Thank you. I love that. We love Fred from Boca. Okay, so what would be, like, what would be your top five of what a woman would have to be before you, you know, went down to 99?
Well, first of all, she would have to have some sense.
Mm-hmm.
That would be first of all. She would have to have some sense. She would have to have class, you know. Mm-hmm. The basic nine.
Right.
What we're not seeing today, you know, so.
I was going to say, so are you saying that it's difficult for you to find that today, just in general, when you date?
Well, not for me, probably for other people.
But you said it would change the way that you date, so what, so it sounds like you're doing pretty good now. What would be different?
Everything.
Or would you just be more pickier?
Right, would you just be a lot more selective?
Exactly, you know it,
Right, because you got to make... How old are you?
I'm 25.
Woo, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
So 100, that would... Wow.
Mm, mm, mm,
and you figure you might make it to 75.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I don't think I'm making it that far.
That That's a shame. 75 is not that far.
No, no, I think he's saying the 100 won't last.
Oh, you're saying the 100 won't last. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Fred, you know, hopefully that'll never be your problem. But thank you so much.
Hopefully I don't have a 100 left. So
yeah. There you go. That's what I'm saying. Hopefully you have many more than 100 left. Thank you so much for calling. That's okay. So, William, how would that, if you only had 100 left? What would be different than the way you're dating now?
It would be a lot less drama. I think most guys, and I had a discussion with a lot of guys in the class or whatever, a lot of them, they pursue women who don't seem to have any interest. Like, I can get her. I know I can get her. I'm gonna spend that time on phone, spending money, talking, trying to get slick or whatever. As opposed to in this situation, she would have to really like me so we could just go there. A lot of the game playing and all that
would be gone.
All that, we got to get there. We got to have something serious. All the attitude and I'm the strong woman. No, we know this.
And that's why I say there is a morality play in there, in that it would, you know, really make you. Okay, I know I turned mine off. Who is that? That it would really make you be much more conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so wait a minute. Now, the youngest person in the room, Pesos.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you're very young. How old are you, Pesos?
I'm 28.
You're 28. Okay. So would it change the way that... You got to come over to the mic, Pesos. Would it change the way that you date now?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, right. You got a lot of good stuff. There's a limit on it. Hold it back a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, for real.
Well, I think that you... the book is it's well written, but I think that you have really opened a dialogue that is... it's a good, like, kind of icebreaker with your students as well.
Most definitely.
You know?
That's what all my books are about, opening dialogue. A lot of people, they want to be famous and, you know, make money. That's great. I got bills. Yes. But it's all about opening dialogue because a lot of people are passing each other. We have distractions, you know, with your cell phones and everything else. And meaningful dialogue is being lost.
Yeah.
And
with 100, you're really going to spend a lot of time paying attention and really talking, getting to know that person.
And speaking of paying attention, Darius, to his credit,
mm-hmm.
One of his pastimes is... a particular exercise program that's called Stroke Skills, where it is plank-based, and you do all planks. Of course, you're on your elbows and
right.
your toes. A lot of people, that's hard in and of itself, but this, you actually do African dances, salsa.
While you're in a plank position.
Exactly, which has incredible, let's say, Valentine's benefits.
Okay, yes, it would strengthen your core.
Exactly.
Tremendously.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the brothers were reading, hey, is this real? I'm like, yes. All that information is in the back of the book.
And did you do a lot of research to discover that?
Very much so.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Taking about 2 inches off my waist. So.
I love it. Yeah. Not only have you written a great book, but you've also gotten in shape as well at the same time.
Yes.
And improved your performance. It's a wonderful thing. So, ladies, if you'd like to get in touch with William, where can they find you?
Let's see.
It's Valentine's Day. We're having some fun.
I hear you. Well, first, my website is ultimusprimed.com.
Because it is a good read, ladies and gentlemen. It's a good read. It's a nice, quick read. Mm-hmm. And it's available on...
Amazon.com.
Okay.
And, of course, on my website... then createspace.com as well.
Okay. And at Florida Memorial, you just happen to be up there. Hey, where's Dr. Hobbs? I'd like to get some books. And he'll go to his trunk and bring you some.
Actually, I would like to say, if you go to my Facebook page, which is ultimusprimed.com, that's ultimusprimed, and you give us some idea of how you would spend your
100.
100.
Right. What was it? Fred? Yeah, Fred and Boca said that he would just be more selective. So, yeah, mm-hmm. share with Dr. Hobbs how you would spend your 100.
And
he'll give you some creative ways.
Yes, and I will give one of you...
The most creative.
Free copy. I like that. The most creative.
Yes.
I will give you a free copy of Ultimus Prime.
All right, and you can share his information, and I'll share it with all the ladies who are single and need to know.
All right.
So what's coming up? You just finished homecoming at Florida Memorial.
T.I. put it down. He put it down.
Awesome.
Yes,
Pesos, you were there?
I was there.
Awesome.
I was in the
Yes.
That's right. That's
good
right.
Deal.
Yes, and our new athletic center is looking quite impressive. I cannot
and the,
wait.
And the date for that is?
Now that I don't know. I'm not sure, but I believe it's supposed to be later on this month or early in March.
Awesome.
Yes.
Dr. William Ashanti Hobbs.
Okay.
Thank you so much for coming. Ultimist Primed is the name of the book. You can pick it up on Amazon.com. You can go to his website. You can go to his Facebook page, which is?
Facebook page is ultimistprime.com. Email is ultimistprime@gmail.com.
Awesome. Next week coming up, it's this all about this year's election with Uncle Luke. He ran for mayor and he did a pretty good job, so, you know, he might know a few things. And tonight, we follow the money into the life of a stripper. We'll be back right after the break on Hot Talk.
She sold over 118 million records as a solo artist. She has won 20 Grammy Awards and is the most nominated in the awards history. Times listed her among the most influential people in the world. Forbes magazine listed her as the most powerful female musician of 2015. She's Beyonce.
Bring the beat in.
Beyonce, coming to the Magic City, the Starter Formation World Tour, on April 27th in Marlins Park. And I 105 has your tickets, starting tomorrow, in the 456 Grown and Sexy Mix with Rick Party in the afternoon. Listen for the song to win, and text 28367 with keyword Hot 105 Beyonce. For more, Hot105FM.com, or download our free Hot 105 app now. Brought to you by Live Nation, and the home of Beyonce. Today's R&B and old school. Hot 105.
Hi, welcome to Nissan Now.
Thanks. No, I'm early, but I couldn't wait. There it is, the new Altima.
Yep, redesigned.
Look at it. Up to 270 horses. Style, power, wow.
Well, with five new exciting models, there is a lot to see at Nissan Now. Murano, Sentra, Titan XD, Maxima, and... but I see you've already made your decision.
Told you I couldn't wait. Keys, please.
With five new, exciting 2016 models, there's a lot to see at Nissan Now. Plus, get great offers on our full line. Choose the 2015 Nissan Altima and get up to $1,500 bonus cash on top existing offers.
Here you go. It's all yours.
Yes!
Shop your local Nissan store and choose Nissan.com. Offers end February 29th. Innovation that excites. Bonus cash varies by trim level of 2015 Altima model. Available on lease and purchase. For well-qualified buyers with approved credit. Must finance through NMAC. Must purchase from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details.
Is handling your marketing keeping you from running your business? Do you struggle to find a partner with expertise you can trust? Trust your digital marketing to Cox Media Group, the company Google recently honored as a top partner in highest customer satisfaction. As a Google AdWords premier SMB partner, CMG Local Solutions has the expertise and resources to help small and medium-sized businesses just like yours make the most out of their advertising campaigns. Google CMG Local Solutions today or visit cmglocalsolutions.com to learn more.
Attention, here is a very important message. Are you sad, lonely, worried, depressed? Are you having problems in your love life or in your home? Are people against you? Would you like more happiness, success, and good luck in your life? Well, my friends, I have wonderful news for you. Help for you is right here, right now. Mrs. Davis, the world's most powerful spiritual advisor, is here to help you with all of your problems. Mrs. Davis has been helping people with their problems for over 20 years. Does bad luck follow you around? Then you need to call Mrs. Davis today for an appointment. Mrs. Davis can help you no matter what your problems are. So don't wait. Call Mrs. Davis at 954-549-4427. That's 954-549-4427. And make an appointment with her today. That's 954-549-4427. Don't wait. Call now. 954-549-4427. Call now.
You should know that people with HIV have more access to healthcare services than ever. You should know that new treatments and medications help HIV-positive people live longer, healthier lives. You should know that testing is simple, fast, and confidential. You should know what 1 in 6 people with HIV don't know. You should know your status, and you should know it now. For testing sites, visit StopTheSpread.com.
Hi, welcome to Nissan Now.
Thanks. No, I'm early, but I couldn't wait. There it is, the new Altima.
Yep, redesigned.
Look at it. Up to 270 horses, style, power, wow.
Well, with five new exciting models, there is a lot to see at Nissan Now. Murano, Sentra, Titan XD, Maxima, and... but I see you've already made your decision.
Told you I couldn't wait. Keys, please.
With five new, exciting 2016 models, there's a lot to see at Nissan Now. Plus, get great offers on our full line. Choose the 2015 Nissan Altima and get up to $1,500 bonus cash on top existing offers.
Here you go. It's all yours.
Yes!
Shop your local Nissan store and choose Nissan.com. Offers end February 29th. Innovation that excites. Bonus cash varies by trim level of 2015 Altima model. Available on lease and purchase. For well-qualified buyers with approved credit. Must finance through NMAC. Must purchase from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details.
The struggle is real.
Got any threes? Hey, can we put the game on?
Not me, man. Dad is about done. Go fish.
It could be your friends, your neighbors.
You got your phone, right?
Man, I've only got 20% battery.
Or even you.
Calm down, guys. I've got Next Radio. Anybody have any kinks?
You know, I've actually heard of that. And go fish.
The struggle is real, but there is hope.
Yeah, it's the free app for Life Radio on your phone. You flip through what's playing now, music, news, sports, it's all there. The best part, for 3 times less battery life and 20 times less data.
Yeah, rain stopped. Let's go fishing.
Save the day. Be the hero. Never miss another game, score, or a highlight with the Next Radio app. Sprint, Boost, Virgin are on it. AT&T and T-Mobile are on deck. Download the Next Radio app at Google Play Store to unlock free FM radio on your smartphone.
Next Radio.
Radio you can see and hear.
Daryl Chill Mitchell is on the phone. What up, Chill?
Sir.
What up, Chill?
Hey, what's up, Sybil?
Wheeler. Every year we do the cruise, and we have and we have people in wheelchairs, and they get drunk at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, a drunk person on in a wheelchair.
Man.
Ooh.
That was me. That was me.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to Hot Talk. 888-550-9105. Feel free to join us. I know you're still thinking about... And as the doctor left... Well, he's still in the room. He's going to stay with us for a little while. I said, you know, it's one thing for a man. It's an entirely different thing for a woman. Because 100, they're hard to come by. So there may be a lot of people who just never, if you have to ration them out, those of you who don't know what I'm talking about who just joined us, you know, you'll have to listen to the podcast on Monday on hot105fm.com. All right, we are back. And tonight we are talking about, and you know, in the spirit of love, we are talking about where love springs from. Women. Yes, indeed. And the power of the P. Since the beginning of time to the end of time, it's all been about the power of a woman. The power of a woman's sexuality has brought presidents, kings, and countries to their knees. The Bible tells the story of Jesus' boy, John the Baptist, who lost his life behind a stripper. And the power of the P. Did you know that? Did you know the story of John the Baptist who lost his head? Thank you. Those of you who don't know Matthew 14, you can Google it right now while we have this conversation. Get your pen out. Know you want to call. Read it and then call us. Recently, Spike Lee used the ancient Greek dramatist Aristophanes' play Lysistrata to tell the story of gang wars in Chicago, where the women decide the only way to stop the violence is to stop the P. And if you stop, look, and listen, in many of our communities right now, the baddest chick is not the 9-to-5 upper management professional woman holding it down. No, it's the 3 p.m. to 6 a.m. dancer with the $1,000 weave, 50,000 followers, and a real Chanel bag. The problem here is that there's will always be a stigma attached to being a stripper, even if the strip life is not exactly what people imagine it to be. And that stigma creates all kinds of interesting issues that turn players into being played in the industry many, many times. But not with the women that I have on tonight. I have known most of them from being in the business in South Florida, or I've known of them, of their work and of their struggle, of their come up, and how they have used the game. They may have played them at one point, but they have come out victors. So I reached out to each of them and asked them would they, you know, be down to come on and talk about the real, the highs and the lows, the and all that glitters that is not gold when it comes to being alive, being in a sexual occupation for a living. So I'm going to start, and I'm going to let each of them introduce themselves to you. So I'm going to start to my immediate right, and I'm going to let you, I want you to start just like I start on the radio. I am, and I am, and then, you know, tell us your story.
I am Portia Tanya Cook.
And I am?
I am the Madam of Miami.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. Okay, and next?
I'm Pinky.
No, 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 no. Closer. And I am?
And I am?
Thank you.
Pinky Janie Howard.
And I am?
And I am an ex-entertainer, now bartender at The Office Miami.
Awesome. And I am legendary.
And I am legendary.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
And certainly not last or least, I am.
I am Kenesha Miami Tip, a.k.a. Tip Drill Myrie. Mm-hmm. And I am a dancer and new and up-and-coming rapper.
Awesome. And quite a celebrity in your own right.
A little bit.
Yes, you know. Just a
little. I don't like to toot my own horn.
So, so ladies, okay, so I want to start at the beginning. And most people say that, you know, being in, being a stripper, being a dancer, whatever, is very much like being in sales. It's not something that you plan to do all your life. It's just something that you're good at and you fall into. So I want to know, what was happening in your life the week that you decided to start stripping? And the first time you went to the club and you danced? What was happening in your life? Any one of you start.
You needed money.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I danced in the club, I was 16 years old. I was working at the Mint Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And after I worked at the Mint Lounge, I met the owner of the Rolex. And when I met him, I opened up the Rolex.
But, I mean, what was... So, you just need... I mean, you needed money. What does that mean? Were you homeless? Were you...
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was.
And how did that happen? Did you... Were you?
Well, when you get grown and you tell your mama, I don't need to talk to you and this and that and that. You think you're grown, you leave home, and you got to survive on your own.
Okay, so you left.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that was... So was that your first option or your last option?
Well, I was already quite an entertainer, but...
when you say you were... Okay, you can't be leaving nothing out. Okay, so let's back up. So, all right, you're 16, and you are going in with your mother. Clearly, you know...
I was raised by my grandma. You got to that point. I don't want to tell too much because I got a book coming out.
Even more primer for the book.
Yeah, you got to leave the primer for the book.
Yes.
I ain't gonna lie, it's coming. When I left home at 15... I got on my own and did a couple of things on my own.
Mm-hmm.
But at 16, I needed to work. I didn't have nowhere to stay. I was staying from here to there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can't stay with people for free.
Right.
So the next best thing and the hardest thing to getting fast money was dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment. So that's how it happened for me.
Tip?
For me, the
week
that I started dancing, I was with a guy who was 10 years older than me. I was like Portia. I was running the streets. I never stayed home. I was always running away, doing my own thing. I had friends that were already dancing. They were in the nightlife, and I used to go with them as well as go with my baby daddy, who's 10 years older, with them to the club, and I fell in love with the strip club. But it came a time where my mom went to jail, and I had to hold down our two-bedroom apartment, and then my baby daddy went to jail right after, so I was out here by myself. I couldn't work at McDonald's or Workforce One to hold up the apartment, and I had friends that was already doing it, and I needed the money, and, like, times was hard, so I just sucked it up and went and tried out.
Yeah. So the first time you went in the club, they were like, okay.
How it happened for me is that the girl that was younger than I was, she was already dancing there. I lied to the owner and told him that I came from Jamaica. I didn't have my passport, but I was like 16.
And she was younger
because,
than you.
Right. She was the same age.
Oh, okay.
He told me, he said, yes, you can start working, but I need you to bring your ID in 2 weeks or whatever. Right. And they had known me from, like, sneaking in there, going with her from time to time. They remembered my face. Right. And he was like, you have 2 weeks. And then in 2 weeks, I had to stop because I didn't have no ID or anything. And then I waited until I was 18.
Oh, wow.
And I started dancing.
Oh, okay. Real, so what did you do between 16 and 18 to pay for that apartment?
Well, my mom ended up getting out of jail. After those 2 weeks, like, I was always a hustler. Like, I was, like, always scamming people. Like, it was just in me that I had to make money. Like, I couldn't be broke. I had my mom in jail. I got to hold down this apartment. I ended up getting pregnant. I was always finessing from 16 to 18. At 18, and I started, it was like, history from there.
So let me understand. So I'm assuming that your mother was also a hustler. Because where did you get the frame of reference for, like, hustling at 15
yes,
and 16?
Yes, always. Her whole life. She also had a, you know, a rough childhood. Came from adoption homes, running the streets, doing things for my dad, hustling with my dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, we lived in houses where it was only one bedroom and it's four of us, you know. So
right.
I get that from her, you know, not being scared. And you got to get out here and you got to get it one way or the other.
Right. So, right, it was never like, it was always abundant, and then it
right.
just dried up.
Right.
You always knew you always had a sense that you did not have it, and you needed to have it
right.
in order to...
In sixth grade, I was selling lollipops. Like, from then,
okay.
I knew... Like,
sales, there you go.
Right. Yeah. Like, so one way or the other, the money right. has to come in, because my mom wasn't buying me the newest Jordans every week, you know?
Right.
So the selling of the lollipops was helping. Like, look, Mom, I have 125. If you give me the other 125, I can get these Jordans, you know?
Wow.
So. I mean, it was always motivation.
Interesting. That the Jordans were the motivation, but
yes.
I'll get back to that. Okay, so Pinky. I mean, okay, so Pinky, what was happening that week that you decided to start dancing?
The same with me. I had friends that were doing it, and it's like I was seeing the money that they was making, and I was young. I had a child then,
mm-hmm.
and it was quick, easy money. Fast money, good money. So when I went to work one night, watched them, you know, how they got down and made that easy money, and I got attracted to it and turned on to it.
So I guess one of the things that I've been talking to a lot of people in reference to our conversation, and most women would say that just. That would not be my first thought. Like, it would nowhere be in the thought pattern of what I need to do to make money. And, you know, they would be ashamed of themselves if they had to do it. Did that play a part for you? Was there shame associated with doing it ever for you?
One thing about when you need money is no shame in nothing. There's two ways you can go with it. You can stand on your feet and dance, or you can lay on your back and get it.
Yeah,
this is it. And a woman, like you say, it's the power of the P.
Seducing.
Right. One thing about it.
How? When did you know you had that?
Oh my! I was 15.
Wow.
15. You know, and you got the power.
How did you know? I mean, like, how did it? Was it a reaction that you would get from? Boys, how did you know at 15? I can tell you.
I never liked boys. It was always men. I never played with boys in school.
Really?
I never talked to them. It's just that you know, let me show you something, for real, for real.
For real.
You know, if you hungry, understand this, and I got some kids to feed, God bless me, I never had kids. But if I got kids to feed and I ain't got no money, you know, I hate the woman that say, oh, I couldn't. She's a lie. She can. She will. She would. She is.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. Right. You got to feed the children.
Right.
So we all do something.
But, you know,
like.
Some people will say, well, I would clean houses. I would do. I just could not take my clothes off.
Oh, that's listen. You, oh.
It's a hard job.
If I show you, you know, hey, and I get this from showing you this, this is easy. Better than laying on my back. I don't have to catch the knees for just showing you what my body right. looked like. You know, some women won't, but right. they choke it up. They mm-hmm. choke it up fast.
Yeah.
Millions came through the door doing it. You know, and it's a fetish for women now.
Yeah.
Well, now it's a whole... And that, you know, that's really what kind of precipitated this conversation. Because, just like I said in the open, it is not that, you know, Angelique, I can go to work and bring home the bacon, cook it up in a pan. And that, you know, it's not that woman anymore that young women are looking up to. They're looking up to that girl who comes out the house beat. I mean, because all of you are impeccably dressed. You have impeccable handbags, face done, beat, nails, everything. And so, and that woman that's hustling middle management someplace, she's not living like that no more. Do you know what I'm saying? Because in the workplace, we, you know, women that are in the workplace alone are not making a tenth of what you make. They don't have, you know.
The women that don't make what we make have more than what average dancer has, though, because yeah. their mindset is different.
Yeah. Well, and this is what I'm saying. That's why I bring up the question of did it, when was there any shame associated with it when you started dancing?
For me, there wasn't any shame. I came from, like, doing dance routines. I was always an entertainer. I loved to be in front of people, you know, making them laugh. I was always the class clown. I was always in dance groups doing, you know, and performing in front of people. Mm-hmm. When it came time to dance, like, my first day dancing, I wasn't shy. I was with it. Everybody was like sexy. I came up like right in Pinky, you know, Pinky, Vanessa, Jocelyn. Yeah. They were all sexy, all fine, dancing, you know, sexy. Me, I came in like booty shaking. Like, so it was different. It was different, but that right. was all I knew, you know.
Yeah.
So after a while, I started watching them and learning and moving like them, but still with my own little twist. And then.
Yeah.
I just started climbing the pole. That took me a year, but I knew I, like, the pole, I wanted to do it because I was just so energetic. Like, I couldn't sit down.
Right,
so.
Well, because, you know, the strip club now is like Cirque du Soleil.
Right,
just,
right. right.
But you know what the question you asked, for real, you asked that the ladies that are nurses, school
right.
teachers.
Exactly.
They're the biggest animals. I love them.
I was just about to say they're
I love
women,
them.
They're inner women. They want to be strippers.
Well, you know, and that is that's my next question.
And some of them are worse than strippers.
Yeah, and well, that's the next stream of thought because, you know, everybody who gets, you know, an opportunity, every woman waits for Halloween so she can dress up like a stripper, you know, and she's, you know, their pole classes on every other corner. You know, everybody wants it. Yeah, I think that it is there because, you know, that power of sexuality is real.
And you know what? It's not even being a stripper that they be infatuated with. They want to know why my man come give her all this money.
Right.
Exactly.
It's not the, well, what is I'm doing? I'm doing the same thing she doing. And I'm not.
But
is
she
got to go
is
to
she doing
club?
The same thing you're doing?
Nine times out of ten.
My
you know what? Strippers, what they put out is really not what it is. What everybody sees, it's really
mm-hmm.
not what it is.
Exactly.
So the women that want, like the 9-to-5 woman that looks as a stripper and wants to be a stripper, they're looking at a fantasy that we're giving out. When we go home, we're just like them. Like,
right.
we
exactly.
come off these
Yeah, I follow
off,
you
like,
all on Instagram,
exactly.
and you're like, you know, at home, you know, in a onesie with your dog.
Right. And me, I don't wear
right.
makeup.
I'm a mother,
I don't get dressed.
I
don't do anything. I don't do
death.
Any of that.
Right.
But the thing that I found out with 9-to-5 women, they are really, really different, but they big freaks.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to know this part.
Right.
They won't forget the dancers.
Right.
Okay, it came a time, I say, in the early 90s, they hated us so much. They want to whoop us. They
right.
couldn't get in the club. They had
That's
to come
true.
With a male escort.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, the late 90s let them start coming in because we couldn't let them in. They want to fight us all the time.
Yeah.
Steal our money off the floor. And
really?
Things like, oh, they had to come with a male escort. So the 2000s opened up the door for them that they just busted and I don't even need a man no more. I'm just going to meet my, I'm gonna meet just, my man.
At one point, it wasn't cool to say you were a stripper.
Yeah.
Like, everybody hid it. When I first started dancing, everybody was hiding it. Like, I didn't even broadcast it, but it just came to me.
Right. Not me,
I broadcast. I remember nobody really wanted to broadcast that.
Because, well, you know, when you all started, Portia and Pinky, when you all really started, social media wasn't an animal there.
Yeah, it wasn't ending.
You know. So, okay, so we didn't ask you. So, now what was happening that week?
Yes.
I did. I'm sorry.
My first week,
I have to, like, make sure I get
first week, I was scared. When I first came out, I was scared.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, once you take that little drink and you go to that stage and you just feeling yourself and you just see all the money in it, it was infatuating.
When the money?
Yes.
So the money is like sort of a turn on.
Yeah. I mean, if you broke today and you could go buy a brand new car tomorrow, I don't see how it wouldn't be a turn on.
You didn't have to use your money to go get a car. You met a customer.
That would take you to go buy the car.
And you were so infatuated. He was listening.
Infatuated.
It's a lifestyle. And it's not like how it used to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's nothing like how it used to be.
I never forget. I'm not going to even call no names. It's got to be for the book. But I never forget one of my customers. He said, "What's your name?" I say, "Portia." Mm-hmm. I say, "That's your name?" I say, "Yeah, that's my name." The next night, he came back with one. I say, "Let's go."
He came back with a Porsche.
With a Porsche. Brand new off the showroom floor with the bow on it. He asked me, "What's my name?" And I told him my name, and he came back with the Porsche. And it was just amazing. You know, if you didn't have a home to stay in, you met men that gave you a house. This is where you stay.
Right.
You know, you didn't become homeless no more. And guess what? A lot of women think like, oh, you had to have sex like this and do that. Oh, no, you just had to be pretty.
And I became a local celebrity, like a celebrity overnight. I could go out.
Yeah, you did.
And people were like, oh, that's Pinky. I'm like, can you have my autograph? Are you serious?
Yeah, no, seriously. I'm going to take this call. Sherry from Miami on line one. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello, honey. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi, Sherry.
How you doing? My name is Sheree.
Sheree, I'm sorry.
Sheree Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, hi. I am originally from Southside Jamaica Creams.
Okay.
In New York. And mm-hmm. I live in Miami-Dade County.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to all you ladies, and, oh, my God, let me tell you, I hope you can hear me because I'm sick. I had planned on calling you anyway about this nonsense I was going through.
Mm.
I'm listening to what she said about when you have a child, okay, if you had that money, you're going to do this and you're going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Let me explain to y'all. I'm originally from New York,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay? I had never had a problem with the strippers that was out there doing what they was doing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My problem came about if you're going to do that and you use drugs and everything. Because, honey, I am from a criminal background family. And this is what they expected of me because my biological sperm donor was a drug lord, a pimp, and put prostitutes out on the radio. I mean, out in the street and beat them up and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to call you to let you know exactly what just happened to me and what's been going through me my whole life because I just finally snapped Friday, February 12th, and put it on Facebook about everything that I went through in my lifetime, okay, with me having getting pregnant at 15 and having my daughter when I was 16, okay, because I was abused and they convinced me, my mother's friend said, told me that if I get pregnant that my stepfather would stop beating up my mother and she would stop letting him beat me up and their friends molest me. So they told me, because I wasn't his child, okay, that they would do this, okay? So I snapped Friday, put it all on Facebook, told them everything about all the strippers and all the people that molested me, the police officers, that I've always been a police officer to my heart. You understand? Because when they told them and they found out the truth and all the lies and everything, it was prejudice in New York. And in the 80s, I had my daughter in 85, okay? When they told me, when that man, that judge told them, if someone so much thumped me or hit me or something other like that, that everybody on my list was going to jail, Okay. And so I made it my business because they felt that my father and family, everybody did this, that I was going to be like that. Okay. I'm related to a lot of mafia people, a lot of drug lords, everything. And they pushed this stuff on me. And because I refused to do it and wouldn't want to be criminal background and live in the house and all that stuff, I'm not going to get this and I'm not going to do that. Because they told me that they're going to take my daughter and give it back to the people that abused me. So I made it a promise.
Well,
I was literally on the street. Okay, I put it on Facebook, just spazzed out on everybody talking about these people, saying that you a thug life and you down
right.
And everything.
Well, you know what?
Effing the police.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, and I'm glad to hear that your daughter is still with you. I'm up against a break, but I appreciate you so much for calling and sharing your story.
And God bless you.
Yes, indeed.
God bless you, Sherry. You just hold on. God is with you.
Brother Faye on line two. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Hi, Brother Faye.
It's Butterfly.
Butterfly. Brother Faye. Jesus. Hey, Butter.
And Jill Tracy, you're going to need somebody else to answer the phone for you.
God love him.
I talked for over 30 years, and I never had the issues I have when I called in these last two times.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who that brother is, but anyway, I feel like I'm filling out an application on my phone.
It's all good. He's really just trying to be thorough. You know, Mark. He's just being thorough. Right. So I am up against a break. What's happening?
I just want to say, well, I'll be honest. I just posted on Facebook to let them know that Hot Talk tonight is seriously hot.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful subject that you're talking about, and, you know, it falls into place in the lines of what I've been letting everybody know. Don't be ashamed of your life and your past and where you've come from and where you are now, because everybody's story is somebody else's story. The only difference between everybody is that we walk in our truth.
Amen.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Well, thank you, Miss Butterfly. And there is a thought in there. And there are some really amazing stories to the positive. But what about when it goes wrong? We're going to talk about that on the other side of this break. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk.
What lost wage benefits are? If you don't make a claim within 14 days, it just doesn't matter. Do you know what PIP benefits are? If you don't make a claim within 14 days, it just doesn't matter.
What are you talking about?
Here's the 411. Injured in a car accident? You'll only have 14 days to file a PIP claim for injury and lost wage benefits. After 14 days, it just doesn't matter. 411 Pain wants you to know that the laws will be changing. If you don't seek medical attention within 14 days, you will have lost, forfeited, given up any opportunity to claim up to $10,000 in medical and or lost wage benefits. After 14 days, it just doesn't matter. That's why 411 Pain uses the phrase, call from home, hospital, or accident scene, with the emphasis on accident scene. Car accident, remember. After 911, call 411, 1-800-411-PAIN. 411 Pain is a lawyer referral service, non-attorney spokespersons.
Leaving tobacco behind isn't an easy task. In all honesty, it's a very hard thing to do. The good news is, if you want to quit, Tobacco Free Florida offers free help, support, and the tools you'll need to succeed. Area health education centers offer free classes that are run by professionals who know what you're up against. It's comforting to have a face-to-face conversation with a person who knows exactly what you're going through as you begin your quit journey. If you've tried to quit tobacco before, or if you've been avoiding trying to quit, now is the right time for you to succeed. Area health education centers offer free classes that are designed to help you quit and offer free nicotine replacement therapy like patches, lozenges, and gum. Remember, it's free, so you have nothing to lose. There's a quitter in you, and with the help of Tobacco Free Florida's three ways to quit, you'll double your chances of success. Why wait then? Call Tobacco Free Florida at 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW. That's 1-877-822-6669. And ask about free nicotine replacement options to help you quit.
today.
Go, go, go.
Did you sign up with Planet Fitness or what?
I signed up all right. I just scammed them. $10 a month, no commitments.
Wow, that's good.
That's why I wanted to get out of there so fast, before they realized what they did. Poor guy who signed me up, he'll probably lose his job.
I think he'll be all right.
Maybe they'll be easy on him. They seem like nice people.
Skip the overpriced gyms. Go to Planet Fitness, home of the judgment-free zone.
Between now and February 16th, join any of our 20 area locations for just $1. That's right, $1. Then pay just $10 a month. Hurry, offer ends Tuesday, February 16th.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head, it changes you. There's a moment when you make music. And President's Day weekend at Guitar Center, with Epiphone electric guitars for just $99, a Simmons 5-piece electronic drum set just $399, or a complete Ion PA system for just $149, you can make it happen. Save up to 60% now through Monday at Guitar Center.
The world is not flat. Confirm it for yourself with Celebrity Cruises' best offer ever. Choose two free perks in Alaska, Europe, or almost anywhere we sail. Free drinks, free internet, free tips, or $300 to spend on board for a savings of up to $2,150. Or for an even bigger savings, get all four perks for free in our Better Than Ever Suite class. Celebrity Cruises, modern luxury lives here. Call 1-800-CELEBRITY or your travel agent by February 28th. Offer applies to Ocean View and higher staterooms and select sailings. Other restrictions apply. Ships registry Malta.
It's back, America.
The City of Miami Gardens, 11th annual Jazz in the Garden. Usher.
I done been around the world.
March 19th and 20th at Sun Life Stadium on the same stage. Aretha Franklin. Michael McDonald.
Babyface. Janelle Monae.
Fred Hammond. Cool in the Game.
The Average White Band.
Ryan Culbertson.
And Najee's Jazz in the Gardens All-Stars.
Tickets at jazzinthegardens.com and Ticketmaster.
Hey, this is Motown recording artist Kim, and you're listening to WHQT Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105, a Cox Media Group station.
Working overtime helps me offset extra expenses, but I can't always get overtime. That's when I need Plan B.
Amscot Cash Advance. You can get up to $500 cash in minutes with no credit checks. Some restrictions apply.
Hi, welcome to Nissan Now.
Thanks. No, I'm early, but I couldn't wait. There it is, the new Altima.
Yep, redesigned.
Look at it. Up to 270 horses, style, power, wow.
Well, with five new exciting models, there is a lot to see at Nissan Now. Murano, Sentra, Titan XD, Maxima, and... but I see you've already made your decision.
Told you I couldn't wait. Keys, please.
With five new, exciting 2016 models, there's a lot to see at Nissan Now. Plus, get great offers on our full line. Choose the 2015 Nissan Altima and get up to $1,500 bonus cash on top existing offers.
Here you go. It's all yours.
Yes!
Shop your local Nissan store and choose Nissan.com. Offers end February 29th. Innovation that excites.
Bonus cash varies by trim level of 2015 Altima model. Available on lease and purchase. For well-qualified buyers with approved credit. Must finance through NMAC. Must purchase from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105. And now, back to Hot Talk.
Yes, indeed. We are back. Thank you for joining us each and every Sunday night right here on Hot Talk, 11 to 1 p 1 a.m. And if you want to join the conversation, 888-550-9105. Get in where you fit in. Tonight we are talking, our topic tonight is Follow the Money, My Life as a Stripper. And women who use their sexuality to make a living are often condemned and called names I can't repeat on the radio. But pop culture is full of celebrities, housewives, and wannabes appropriating what we think is a stripper life. And tonight we plan to separate fact from fiction. So we invite you to join us, 888-550-9105. And joining us now for the remainder of our conversation, the top of the hour, is another quite famous face. That many of you know well. Now, you missed the first part of the show. So, so I ask everybody to introduce themselves like I do on the radio. So, I am and I am. So.
Oh, I am. I am Stormy Wellington, and I am every woman. I mean, I wear so many hats. I'm a wealth coach. I'm a mother. I'm an ex-wife. I'm an author. I'm the number one network marketing female in the world.
Mm-hmm.
In
Amen.
The whole world.
In the whole
world.
Right. Yeah.
And the top earning female in the world. Glory in
Amen.
The industry of home-based business.
Yeah. 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 Glory. Glory be to God. And you were once a stripper.
Yes, I was once proudly a stripper.
So now tell me, one of the things I asked the ladies, what was happening that week that you decided to dance and you first hit the stage? Where was your life?
Oh, I remember it very well.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this really cute friend that used to come home with all of this money. And she was
story,
like 15
yeah.
years old.
And again?
And my mom used to be traveling, doing her drug business.
Mm-hmm.
And our water got cut off one week.
Uh-huh.
And I can't say no names, but I went to Bootleggers.
Okay.
And I had on this cute little suede black skirt that I borrowed from my friend. And I had on her black vest. And this guy was like, if you show me your coochie, I'll give you
$600. Wow.
And I was like, wait a minute. The water off at home, we don't got no groceries. That's it? You going to give me $600? He was like, yeah. And I remember my friend coming home with all his money. And I showed him my coochie. He gave me $600. That's how my idea became a stripper.
And you were like, this is the life for me.
Yeah, really.
Wow.
And then it, you know, where we're from in Miami, it's like customary. You go to school and you become a stripper.
Well, you know what? It's interesting. Well, no, that's a very important part of the conversation because it is very interesting. Where I'm from Detroit.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm young. I'm older than you guys. I'm just maybe the decade. Well, we're close.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.